Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 29th, Morning. The Leper. Indeed, if the leprosy covers all the skin of the one who has the sore, he shall pronounce him clean. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 13. This is a strange regulation. Yet, there is wisdom in it, and this morning it may be well for us to see the typical application of so singular a rule. We are lepers, and the law of the leper is applicable. When we see ourselves as altogether lost, ruined, and covered with the defilement of sin, when we disclaim all self-righteousness and plead guilty before the Lord, then we are clean through the blood of Jesus and the grace of God. Hidden, unfelt, and unconfessed iniquity is true leprosy. But when sin is seen, felt, and confessed, it receives its death blow. Then the Lord looks with eyes of mercy on the afflicted soul. As nothing is more deadly than self-righteousness, so nothing is more hopeful than contrition. We must confess that we are nothing but sin. No confession short of this will be the whole truth. If the Holy Spirit is at work, convincing us of sin, there will be no difficulty about making such an acknowledgement. It will spring spontaneously from our lips. What comfort does the text offer to those under a deep sense of sin? Sin mourned and confessed will never keep us from the Lord Jesus. The one who comes to me, says John 6:37, I will by no means cast out. Though as dishonest as the thief, though as unchaste as a harlot, though as fierce as Saul of Tarsus, though as cruel as Manasseh, though as rebellious as the prodigal, the great heart of love will look on those who feel they have no worth. Sinners will be pronounced clean when they trust in Jesus crucified. Poor, heavy-laden sinner, come to Him. Come needy, come guilty, come loathsome and bare. You can't come too filthy. Come just as you are. September 29th, Evening. Held. I found the one I loved. I held him and would not let him go. Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 4. Does Christ receive us when we come to Him despite our past sinfulness? Does He ever chide us for having tried all other refuges first? Is there none like Him on earth? Is He the best of all the good, the fairest of all the fair? Then let us praise Him. Daughters of Jerusalem, extol Him with tambourine and harp. Down with your idols. Up with the Lord Jesus. Let the standards of pomp and pride be trampled underfoot, but let the cross of Jesus be lifted up. A throne of ivory for our King Solomon. Let him be set on high forever. Let my soul sit at his footstool, kiss his feet, and wash them with my tears. How precious is Christ! How can it be that I have thought so little of him? How can I go to others for joy and comfort when he is so full, so rich, and so satisfying? Fellow believer, make a covenant with your heart that you will never depart from him. Then ask your Lord to ratify it. Ask him to make you like a signet ring on his finger and a bracelet on his arm. I would live in Christ's heart. I would eternally abide there. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself. Where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Psalm 84:3. I too would make my nest, my home, in you. May I nestle close to you, O Jesus, my true and only rest. When my precious Lord I find, all my ardent passions glow. With him cords of love I bind, hold, and will not let him go.